It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, November 18th, 2020. According to a popular folk tale, on this date in 1307, a Swiss farmer named William Tell defied a tyrannical local official and was required to shoot an apple off his son's head as punishment. His aim was true, however. The boy did not die, and William Tell became the stuff of legend. Stories of his heroism abound, and he is celebrated in every possible way, including an opera by Rossini, whose stirring overture became the theme music of another folk figure, known for his courage and daring, America's very own Lone Ranger. In Switzerland, William Tell is everywhere. He is sculpted in stone, in bronze, in wax, in wood, even in chocolate. And the debate continues over whether he was born a fact or legend. Was he a Swiss patriot on the order of Patrick Henry? Or is he merely a symbol of liberty like Uncle Sam? To recap the legend, William Tell was a farmer from Berglen who was visiting the neighboring village of Altdorf one day, early in the 14th century. There he encountered Gessler, the Austrian bailiff who represented the authority of the ruling Habsburgs. When Tell refused to salute Gessler, the bailiff had him arrested and ordered him to shoot an apple from his son's head. Tell's aim was true, and the apple, not the boy, hit the ground. The bailiff subsequently ordered Tell imprisoned anyway, but William Tell escaped, killed Gessler, and passed into legend. Yet questions persist about whether William Tell ever really did exist, and no amount of academic investigation has laid the matter to rest. A lot has been written about William Tell, according to Rudy Villi, a Swiss tourism official, but things are muddied up more than ever. Some find proof, some don't. Thomas Christian, the curator of the Tell Museum, is sure that the popular hero did exist. The museum is housed in a 13th-century fortified tower in Berglen. Evidence that would have verified Tell's existence was destroyed in fires in Altdorf, he explains. So, in the absence of hard proof, the curator points out hundreds of artifacts that at least attest to the popularity of the legend, if nothing else. Each day, as the majestic strains of Rossini's William Tell overture well up through the old stone tower, the curator shows off literature about Tell, ranging from early leather-bound books from Austria to a classics comics from the U.S., oil paintings, Swiss currency, and stamps that bear his likeness, and compositions and songs that sing his praises. Also in the museum's collection are beer, chocolate, liquor, shoes, and playing cards, all bearing the likeness of William Tell. In Berglen, a picturesque Swiss village southeast of Lucerne, there's a monument by the river, erected near the spot where Tell is said to have saved a drowning child. There's a Tell Hotel, and tucked behind it, the Tell Chapel, built in 1582 on the presumed site of William Tell's house. The local priest has this to say when asked if he believes if William Tell ever existed. "Of course. He is as real as you or I. More real, perhaps. He is the spirit and the personification of freedom, and a little bit of him lives in all who cherish liberty." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 18th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.